Okay, Maseches Brachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey, 7-5. The last Mishnayos on the topic of Zimun. Shtei chaburos shahayu ochin b'bayis echad. If you have two groups of people eating in a single house or single room, let's say, for example, you have two groups of five, and each of the groups is sitting in the same room, but the room is L-shaped, so that they're sort of separated. The question is, can they bench as a single group of 10 with Shem Hashem, or are they two separate groups of five and would have to do Zimun without Shem Hashem? So the answer is, Bizman Shemiktsasin Roan Elu is Elu. If a portion, meaning even one person from group A, can see a portion, meaning even one person from group B, so then Hare Elu Mitstarfin the Zimun. That means that if one person could see the other person in each of the two tables around the bend of the L, so then they could be considered a single group and bench together using a single Zimun with Shem Hashem. Ve'im Lav, if no one from group A could see anyone from group B, then Elu Mazan La'atman, Ve'elu Mazam La'atman, each group will do the Zimun separately, meaning they can't, for argument's sake, if they're five and five, use Shem Elokeinu in the Zimun. Fine. Now, period. That, Bapashas, is the end of the topic of Zimun, and now the last part of this Mishnah, will actually revert back to a topic from Perek Vav, the sixth chapter, where we discuss the Lachas of Brachos. There are those who want to try to explain that what we're talking now is speaking about the bracha, specifically on the Koshel bracha, the cup that one says Bray Priya Galfan on after benching, but that's not at all Pashit. If one learns the Gemara, it doesn't seem to make sense like that at all, and therefore we'll understand the simple way that we're just simply seeing the lachas of brachas on wine and leave it as a question why the Mishnah reverts back to the topic of making brachas on wine here in the seventh parak, even though it belongs in the sixth parak. And the Mishnah says, Ein Mavarchin al Hayayin, one may not make a bracha on wine, meaning you can't say the Bray Priya Galfan bracha, Ad Shiten Lesocho Mayim, until you dilute it with water, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the proper, remember, we said that wine is the king of drinks, it's the premier drink, it has a special bracha to itself, Bray Priya Galfan, unlike other drinks which have a Shahakol bracha. But Rabbi Eliezer holds that until it's drunk in a proper way, meaning a way that's befitting this special drink, then one wouldn't make a Bray Priya Galfan. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, the proper way to drink wine is diluted with water. The Bartanura brings Rashi Shita there on Daf Nuna Brachas, which is that in the time of Chazal, their wine was chazak, was strong, and therefore it wasn't appropriate to drink it. It wasn't really drinkable unless you cut it with water. And the Chacham disagree, and they say, no, Chacham Omer Mevarchen, you make a bracha on wine, whether or not it's been diluted with water, it's still got the proper bracha of Bray Priya Galfan. Now, the Bartanura says the reason why Rabbi Eliezer suggests that the wine ought to be diluted with water is because Yenam Chazak Ma'od, their wine in the time of the Mishnah was very strong and potent, and Lohai Roy Lishtia, they weren't appropriate for drinking below Mayim unless they were diluted with water. That is based on Rashi on Daf Nuna Brachos, who asked the question, why in the world you'd want to water down wine? Rashi himself was a winemaker, and he knew in France they drank wine that was undiluted. So therefore Rashi understands that it must have been their wine was more chazak, more potent. Now the pshat in Rashi and the Bartanura presumably is not that their wine is more alcoholic. When you make wine, which you usually take grapes, and you crush them, on the outside skin of the grapes are yeast, natural fungus, and those yeasts essentially they metabolize the sugars in the grape juice, and as part of that, let's call it eating metabolization process, the sugars in the grape juice are converted to alcohol. And what happens is when the grape juice, which is now turning into wine, reaches about 14% alcohol, plus minus, depending on the type of yeast you're talking about, the yeast dies from the alcohol. So that means that all wines, wherever you make them, don't get past about 14% alcohol, whether you're talking about the wines that were in the time of Chazal or in the times of Rashi, etc. So it's not really, and 14% is not especially strong. It's the same that we have in our wine today. Our wines are commonly around 13.5%, 14%. So it can't be pshat that chazak means too potent alcoholically. And even if one would say, shinui hativim, maybe like the nature of wine and yeast changed since antiquity, it's also not really plausible because in different periods of Jewish history and different poskim, etc., it seems that there was preferences for watering and then not for watering down the wine back and forth. Because, for example, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Aleph, pasuk Chav Beis, which talks about how it was a curse that the Jews may have to water down their wine, in bad times, obviously implying that they prefer in the time of the first temple and the Vishaya of Isaiah to not water down their wine. In the time of the Mishnah, you see Rabbi Eliezer saying they do want to water down the wine. In the time of Rashi, they don't want to water down the wine, says Rashi. The Rambam, who lived a century after Rashi, once again in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, says that one ought to water down his wine according to taste for the Arba Kosos to the Seder. So again, he's flip-flapping back from not watering to yes, watering down the wine. So it's sort of untenable to say that the Teva, the nature, changed. What ostensibly happened is, in the time of Chazal, their tastes were like the tastes for wine were like the people around them, like the preferences of the people in the Hellenistic world and Roman Empire, that considered it sort of unrefined to drink wine that hadn't been watered down a little bit. And that's how they ate it in the Chazal's time. They drank wine in the Chazal's time. But then preferences changed back and forth over time. The reason why they watered down wine in the time of Chazal, besides for taste, is that perhaps, water could have, pathogens, and so that make one ill, and adding wine would reduce the chance of spreading infection, etc., perhaps. So therefore, yenim chazak ma'od, their wine was very strong, must either mean perhaps it was strong in terms of it was like, maybe thick and syrupy, for all I know, or perhaps more likely, because of the way they made wine in antiquity, perhaps the wine had other components which gave one a strong hangover. And therefore watering it down made the watered down wine less potent in terms of the hangover component. Whatever the case may be, the halacha says to the chachamim that one may make a brei peregafen on wine that is undiluted, and halacha lemaisa regarding wines that are diluted with water gets quite complicated when the wine stops being a brei peregafen, and those halachas are beyond the scope of this mishnah.